Title: Yahoo Incorporated v. National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pitts, Revisiting the Rules of Policy Interpretation. Content: In Yahoo Incorporated v. National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Cal RPTR 3D, 2022 Cal, Lexis 6887, 2022 WL 1698564-7, November 17, 2022, the California Supreme Court applied established rules of policy interpretation and found that the definition of personal injury in Yahoo's policy was ambiguous. The court also determined that the rule of contra profferentum applied to a manuscript endorsement negotiated by two sophisticated parties, because the disputed language was standard insurance language. While the holding appears to be case-specific, future questions may arise regarding the application of the rule of contra profferentum. Yahoo was sued in a series of class action lawsuits alleging that its unsolicited text messaging violated the Telephone Consumer Protection Act of 1991, TCPA. Yahoo tendered the claims to its commercial liability insurer, arguing that it was entitled to coverage under Endorsement 1 to the policy, a manuscript endorsement negotiated by the parties. That endorsement provided coverage for personal injury defined to include oral or written publication, in any manner, of material that violates a person's right of privacy. The insurer concluded that there was no coverage under the endorsement and declined to defend or indemnify Yahoo. Yahoo sued the insurer, who filed a motion to dismiss, which the district court granted. The district court applied the last antecedent rule and concluded that the phrase "that violates a person's right of privacy" modified the term "material." Therefore, the district court concluded, the policy provided coverage for privacy violations related to the content of the material, right of secrecy, but not to the transmission of a message, right of seclusion. 1. Yahoo appealed to the Ninth Circuit, which certified a question of state law to the California Supreme Court. The Supreme Court framed the question as follows: does a commercial general liability insurance policy that provides coverage for personal injury, defined as injury arising out of oral or written publication, in any manner, of material that violates a person's right of privacy, and that has been modified by endorsement with regard to advertising injuries, trigger the insurer's duty to defend the insured against a claim that the insured violated the TCPA by sending unsolicited text message advertisements that did not reveal any private information? The court commenced its analysis by finding that it was unclear whether the phrase "that violates a person's right of privacy" modified the noun that immediately preceded it, material, or the entire preceding clause, oral or written publication, in any manner, of material. The court acknowledged that, interpreting the phrase to modify the entire preceding clause rendered the word material superfluous, and, two, there were several other examples throughout the policy, namely the definition of slander and an advertising exclusion, that supported the interpretation that the phrase modified only the word material. Nevertheless, the court found that the endorsement was susceptible to another reasonable interpretation. The court explained that, 1. The personal injury definition could be read more narrowly than the slander definition and advertising exclusion because the language of the clauses was not identical, and, 2. Yahoo claimed that the language should be read broadly because it was found in an endorsement, and it may be that the parties affirmatively intended to modify the policy to cover right of seclusion injuries litigated under the TCPA. Because the court found the endorsement to be ambiguous, it reasoned that any attempt to resolve the ambiguity had to be based on Yahoo's reasonable expectations. And if any ambiguity remained, it would construe the endorsement against the insurer. Notwithstanding that sophisticated parties had negotiated and bargained for the manuscript endorsement, the court found that the disputed coverage language under review is standard form language adopted verbatim from insurer-drafted policies. In applying the rule of contra profferentum, the court relied on footnote 9 of AIU Insurance Company v. Superior Court 51, Cal 3D 807, 823, FN 9, 1990. But that footnote appears to apply only for the proposition that even where a policy is negotiated, if it uses standard insurance parlance, it will be given.